Good morning, brothers and sisters.
早安, 弟兄姊妹们.
I'd like to turn, if you could turn with me to the Gospel of John.
请大家翻到约翰福音.
I want to begin reading some scriptures, some verses from
this
Gospel.
开始的时候从这卷福音书读一些的经文.
And we'll read again some verses from chapter 1.
我们要从第一章再读一些的经文.
John chapter 1, starting from verse 12.
从第十二节开始.
But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in his name.
凡接待他的就是信他名的人,他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女.
And next in verse 16 again.
接下来是第十六节.
For of his fullness, we have all received, and grace upon grace.
从他丰满的恩典里, 我们都领受了, 而且恩上加恩.
And now if you would turn to chapter 6,
请大家翻到第六章.
We want to read a couple of verses throughout the chapter.
我们要从这一章里面读一些的经文.
I'll start from verse 1.
从第一节开始.
After these things, Jesus went away to the other side of the Sea of Galilee, or Tiberias. A large crowd followed him because they saw the signs which he had was performing on those who were sick.
这些事以后,耶稣渡过加利利海,就是提比利亚海,有许多人因看见他在病人身上所行的神迹就跟随他.
Verse 4. Now the Passover, the feast of the Jews, was near.
第四节,那时犹太人的逾越节近了.
Therefore, Jesus lifted up his eyes, and seeing that a large crowd was coming to him, said to Philip, Where are we going to buy bread so that these may eat?
第五节, 耶稣举目看见许多人来, 就对菲利说, 我们从哪里买饼, 叫这些人吃呢?
In verse 7, we read, Philip answered him, 200 denarii worth of bread is not sufficient for them, for everyone to receive a little.
第七节,菲利回答说, 就是20两银子的饼, 叫他们个人吃一点也是不够的.
Verse 8, One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, There is a lad here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, but what are these for so many people?
第八节,有一个门徒就是西门彼得的兄弟, 安德烈对耶稣说,在这里有一个孩童带着5个大麦饼,2条鱼,只是分给这许多人,还算什么呢?
Jesus said, Have the people sit down. Now there was much grass in the place, so the man sat down in number about 5,000. Jesus took the loaves, and having given thanks, he distributed to those who were seated, likewise also of the fish, as much as they wanted.
第十节,耶稣说,你们叫众人坐下,原来那地方的草多,众人就坐下,数目约有5000,耶稣拿起饼来,注谢了,就分给那坐着的人,分鱼也是这样,都随他们所要的。And
we would like to read a little ahead on verse 15.
我们再往前读第15节。So
Jesus perceiving that they were intending to come, and taking by force to make him king, withdrew again to the mountain by himself alone.
耶稣既知道众人要来强逼他作王, 就独自又退到山上去了。Now
when the evening came, his disciples went down to the sea, and after getting into a boat, they started to cross the sea to Capernaum. It had already become dark, and Jesus had not yet come to them, and the sea began to be stirred up because a strong wind was blowing.
16节,到了晚上,他的门徒下海边去,上了船,要过海往加百农去,天已经黑了,耶稣还没有来到他们那里,忽然狂风大作,海就翻腾起来。Verse
19, Then when they had rowed for about 3 or 4 miles, they saw Jesus walking on the sea and drawing near to the boat, and they were frightened. But he said to them, It is I, do not be afraid. And they were willing to receive him into the boat, and immediately the boat was at the land to which they were going.
19节, 门徒摇橹, 约行了十里多路, 看见耶稣在海面上走，渐渐进了船，他们就害怕。耶稣对他们说，是我，不要怕。门徒就喜欢接他上船，船立时到了他们所要去的地方。
As you probably remember, when they get to the other side of the sea, there is the multitude, or some of that multitude that ate of that, what Jesus did, they went there to talk to the Lord Jesus.
也许我们记得当他们来到海的另外一边的时候，当时这一班群众在那边得着主用饼喂养的这班人，他们也在那边等主耶稣基督。
And there is a lengthy conversation between Jesus and those people.
在那边呢，主耶稣就和这班的众人有一很长的一段的讲论。
If you read closely, you see that our Lord is essentially explaining the sign of the feeding of the 5,000.
如果我们仔细看的话，我们就看见主在那边向他们解释这一个为饱五千人的这一个神迹的意思。
And we just want to read a couple of verses about that explanation.
我们就要从他的解释里面读几一些的经文。
Verse 35.
35节。
Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will not hunger, and he who believes in me will never thirst.
耶稣说，我就是生命的粮，到我这里来的必定不饿，信我的永远不渴。
Verse 56
节。
He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me and I in him, as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father. So he who eats me, he also will live because of me.
吃我肉的喝我血的常在我里面，我也常在他里面。永活的父怎样差我来，我又因父活着。照样吃我肉的人也要因我活着。
And we are going to read one more verse in John.
我们再从约翰福音里面读一节的经文。
John chapter 16.
约翰福音第十六章。
Verse
33. 33节。
These things I have spoken to you so that in me you may have peace. In the world, you have tribulation. But take courage. I have overcome the world.
我将这些事告诉你们，是要叫你们在我里面有平安。在世上你们有苦难，但你们可以放心，我已经胜了世界。
And finally, if you would turn back to Matthew,
最后请大家翻回到马太福音。
We would like to read some verses from the same account of our Lord Jesus walking on the sea, but now from the Gospel of Matthew.
我们要从这卷福音书里面来读一些关于到主耶稣在海上行走这件事的记载。
As you probably remember,
也许你记得,
the Gospel of Matthew, it gives us a further detail of that event.
在马太福音里面有更多一些细节上面的记载。
It tells us that not only our Lord Jesus, he walked on that sea.
他讲到不仅仅我们的主在海面上行走。
But something way more surprising happens there.
并且在那边有让人更惊异的事情发生。
Our Lord, by his enabling, one of his disciples, takes part in that sign.
这就是主借此因着他的能力使得他门徒中的一位能够在这个神迹里面能够有份。
And of course, I'm talking about Peter.
当然我这边所讲的乃是彼得。
So if you would turn to Matthew chapter 14,
请大家翻到马太福音第14章。
Just a couple of verses from the same event, but now, by the point of view of Matthew.
那我们这边要从马太福音的角度来看这件事情。
Let me start from verse 25.
我们从25节开始。
And in the fourth watch of the night, he came to them,walking on the sea.
夜里四更天，耶稣在海面上行走，海面上走，往门徒那里去。
When the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified and said, "It is a ghost." And they cried out in fear. But immediately, Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Take courage. It is I. Do not be afraid."
门徒看见他在海面上走，就惊慌了，说是个鬼怪。便害怕喊叫起来，耶稣连忙对他们说，你们放心，是我，不要怕。
Verse 28, Peter said to him, Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water. And he said, come. And Peter got out of the boat and walked on the water and came toward Jesus. But seeing the wind, he became frightened. And beginning to sink, he cried out, Lord, save me. Immediately, Jesus stretched out his hand and took hold of him and said to him, you of little faith, why did you doubt?
28节, 彼得说, 主啊, 主, 如果是你, 请叫我从水面上走到你那里去。 耶稣说, 你来吧, 彼得就从船上下去, 在水面上走, 要到耶稣那里去。 因见, 只因见风甚大, 就害怕, 将要沉下去, 便喊着说, 主啊, 救我。 耶稣赶紧伸手拉住他说, 你这小心的人啊, 为什么疑惑呢?
Let us bow for a further word of prayer.
让我们再低头有点祷告。
We are so grateful, Lord Jesus, that we can gather this morning in your precious name.
我们何等样的感谢你, 主耶稣基督, 今天早晨我们能够奉着你宝贵的名聚在你跟前。
We thank you for your promise that where two or three were gathering your name, you are there in their midst.
我们感谢你的应许, 当两三个人奉你的名聚集的时候, 你就在他们中间。
Once again, we want to confess that we seek nothing else but yourself together with brothers and sisters.
我们再次地承认, 我们和弟兄姊妹一同聚集的时候, 我们不看别的, 单单看你自己。
So Lord, our desire as we come together is to acknowledge that what we have in ourselves is almost nothing.
主啊, 我们承认, 当我们一同来到你跟前的时候, 在我们里面的不过是无有。
We bring our five loaves, our two fish, we confess, Lord, what is that for such a great multitude?
我们把五饼和二鱼带到你跟前, 我们说啊, 这对众人来说, 这又算什么呢?
And yet, Lord, we thank you because it's not what we have, but who you are that counts.
但我们感谢你, 不是我们按着我们所有的, 乃是按着你所示的。
We bring our almost nothing, we put it in your hands.
我们将这个几乎无有的东西摆在你的手里。
We pray that by your blessing, by your presence, by your leading, that we may all be fed and be satisfied in you.
我们祷告, 因着你的祝福, 因着你的带领, 因着你的同在, 能够让众人能够得着吃饱满足。
We thank you, Lord, because you have already poured your Holy Spirit.
我们感谢主, 因为你已经将你的圣灵倾倒。
We stand on your finished work by faith.
我们靠着信心站在你完成的工作里。
Not only on your death and resurrection,
不仅仅是你的死和你的复活,
but even on that spirit that has clothed us and has come down from the head of Aaron all the way to the garments, to the outskirts of his garments.
并且因着圣灵如今从我们的衣服披戴起来, 如同那从那亚伦的头浇下的圣膏油一般, 一直到他的衣襟。
We remember your word, where the spirit is, there is liberty.
我们想起你的话语, 圣灵在哪里, 哪里就有自由。
Oh, lead us by thy Holy Spirit into that liberty in Christ so we may touch you and follow you.
借着圣灵, 主啊, 带领我们进入到在基督里的自由, 好让我们能够摸着你, 并且能够跟随你。
We ask these things for your glory.
我们如此祷告是为着你的荣耀。
In Jesus' precious name.
奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
Amen. Amen. Well, brothers and sisters, as we started yesterday, you know we are considering together something about the Gospel of John.
弟兄姊妹们, 我们从晚上开始就开始,
as we said yesterday,
如同我们昨天所提到的,
my burden for this time is very broad in a way.
我这一次的负担, 从一个角度来看, 是非常的,
we would like to consider the message of the Gospel of John as a whole.
我们盼望能够思想这个约翰福音里面这个信息是一个从一个概括的方式来看。
As we said, we are more occupied with the forest than with the individual trees.
我们盼望能够看到的一个树林,而不仅仅是看一棵树。
You know, once a brother said something that really stuck with me.
有一次一个弟兄讲一句话, 实在是就摸到我的心。
He said, you know, there are two ways of studying the Word of God.
他说读主的话语的话, 有两种的方式。
Sometimes you get a kind of a microscope and you get one verse.
有的时候呢, 你就看一段的, 一节的经文, 用那个显微镜来看。
And you look into it, oh, and so, it's so precious. There is so much riches in just one verse.
就单单那一节的经文, 你看进去就觉得何等样的宝贵。
But sometimes when you study the Word of God, you get a kind of a telescope.
那有一次的时候呢, 你读主的话语呢, 你要用那个, 望远镜来看。
And you're looking to like the vastness. Yes, it's like looking to is the big picture, so to speak.
在你这时候看的时候，你看见那个大的图画，看见那个浩大浩瀚。
And guess what? There is something extremely precious there as well.
知道吗？在其中也有极其宝贵的事物。
We can never forget. This is the word of God.
我们永远不能忘记，这是神的话。
I think it was Brother Lance Lambert that said one time that the word of God is like a diamond.
我记得是蓝培的弟兄曾经说过这句话，他说神的话语就像一颗钻石。
And when you get that diamond and you just kind of turn it around a little bit, it kind of flashes different colors depending on which angle you're looking at it.
他说这好像一颗钻石，当你转一个角度的时候呢，因着光线的折射，你就看见不同的色泽。
And you look at it from another angle and you see something different yet, and something wonderful the same. It's full of meaning.
当你再转一个角度的时候，你又看到不同的光线，你又看见在这边看见满了的意义。
I have seen that all perfection has its limits, but thy commandment is unlimited.
我们看见人中的所有的完全都有它的极限，可是神的话语却是毫无限量的。
So we are occupied in a more telescopic look at the gospel, so to speak.
所以我们来看约翰福音的时候呢，我们要从望远镜来看这卷书。
And we saw yesterday, as we started in our meditations, we considered the background when the Gospel of John was written.
当我们昨天开始来默想这卷书的时候，我们从这个当时背景这个角度来看。
And we saw how it happens to be perhaps some of the last writings in the whole New Testament.
我们看见这一卷书可能是当时写这个圣经里面最后的几卷书之一。
Very likely even after Revelation.
非常有可能甚至是在启示录之后。
I'm not sure if it's before or after John's epistles.
也许是在这个约翰的几封书信之前。
But whatever it is, it's towards the end of the first century, it's the very last writings in the whole Bible.
不管如何，这乃是第一世纪最后将结束的时候写的，乃是在圣经里面最后的几卷书之一。
And as we mentioned yesterday, there seems to be something very significant, of very significance in that.
我们昨天提到了，在这个其中就有一些非常重要的事物。
Because the end of the first century is a time of spiritual declension in the church.
因为在第一世纪末期的时候，这就是教会属灵光景开始下滑的时候。
Our Lord Jesus, the head, somehow was not being held fast.
这个我们的主耶稣基督，这个教会的元首，在那时候没有被持守着。
And we said that God seems to have a special method that He uses in times of spiritual declension.
我们也提到，主在这个属灵的下滑的光景里面，主有一个特定的方法。
Actually, this is not just the Gospel of John.
我们也提到，这不仅仅是单单指着约翰福音。
Study the epistle to the Hebrews. You find the same principle there.
如果你读这个希伯来书的话，你就看见相同的原则。
Study Colossians. You find exactly the same divine method, divine medicine towards that malady of people losing sight of Christ.
当你读哥罗西书的时候，你也是发现，当人失去了注视在基督身上这个光景的时候，主用使用相同的属灵的方法来应对那个情况。
So what is God's method?
所以主的这个方法是神的方法是什么呢？
He gives us a further unveiling, a further revelation of His Son.
他将他的儿子再一步的向我们启示。
He reveals the fullness of the beloved Son.
他向我们开启他所爱儿子的那个丰满。
The divine method against spiritual declension in the church.
这乃是针对教会这个属灵光景下滑时候这个神所有属天的方法。
So, it's not surprise that at the very beginning of the Gospel of John, we read, For of his fullness we have all received and grace upon grace.
所以这对我们来讲就不是那么讶异了。当我们读约翰福音一章的时候，在这边讲到说，在他的丰满中，我们都领受了，并且是从恩典到恩典。
Even as our brother reminded us through the wonderful hymns we sang at the beginning, is you see that in him there is such a fullness, such an abundance.
就好像我们弟兄在领受的时候所提醒我们的一样，我们在主的里面看见这样子的丰富和丰满。
Well, the Holy Spirit seems to have a way.Of revealing the fullness of the Lord Jesus in the Gospel of John.
我们看见圣灵仿佛有一个方法能够借着约翰福音里面向我们启示主耶稣基督的丰满。
The Holy Spirit led the Apostle John to give us 8 specific signs.
圣灵引领使徒约翰来给我们有八个神迹。
I don't think I said this yesterday, but let me say it. The word sign is not exactly the same as a miracle.
我昨天也许没有提到这一点、让我现在这么说。这边讲到这个神迹或者是这个记号。
There is a difference there.
在那边呢，神迹跟记号这两个中间是有差异的。
Of course, every sign includes a miracle.
当然每一个记号或者表号的背后是有一个神迹。
But it's way more than a miracle.
可是这意思呢却远超过神迹所代表的。
One brother once said, a sign is a miracle with a message.
有一个弟兄这么讲说，这个记号呢，乃是一个神迹，后面带了一个信息。
And every single sign, way more than just the display of power and grace of the Lord Jesus, you see a revelation of who He is in His very person.
在每一个记号的背后，不仅是让我们看见这个主的恩典和他的能力，而是在这个其中来向我们开启主自己那一位。
And as we said yesterday,Everything he does in those signs reveals what he is in his person.
我们昨天晚上提到了，在每一个这个记号的背后，都向我们开启了我们主是何等样的一位。
He's never simply dealing with the problem at hand, you know, just to deal with the problem per se. No.
在那个时候，他不仅仅是就着要解决当时所面对的问题。
He's revealing himself through the sign.
他而是借着这些的记号能够来开启他的自己。
I'll give you a brief example through one of the signs.
我要给大家从这些的神迹里面举一个例子。
John chapter 11.
在约翰福音第十一章。
You remember that sign.
你记得那一个里面的记号。
Our Lord raised Lazarus from the dead.
我们的主使得拉撒路从死里复活。
But you remember right before he does that, there is a very interesting dialogue between him and Martha.The sister of Lazarus.
我们记得在他做使得拉撒路从死里复活之前，他和马大有一个非常有趣的对话。
Martha comes to the Lord, and in her grief and pain, she says, "Lord, if you were here, my brother would not have died."
马大来到主的跟前，他心里面充满了悲伤。他说：“主啊，如果你在这里的话，我的弟兄就不会死了。”
You remember how our Lord replied to that?
你记得我们的主怎么说吗？
He says, I am the resurrection and the life.
主说，我就是复活，我就是生命。
You see the difference?
你看见这边的差异吗？
In a way, you have Martha here saying something to the Lord, praying to the Lord and saying, Lord, I wish you had done this.
我们看见在马大在那个时候，他在主的跟前有一个愿望，他盼望主能够做这件事。
But our Lord wants to take her way past what he can do to who he is.
可是我主所做的呢是远远超过他所能做的事，而是要指向他自己是谁。
It's not just that he can give life to a dead.
不仅仅是他能够将生命赐给那已死的人。
The key point is I am the resurrection and the life.
而这个最重点乃是我就是复活，我就是生命。
Oh, what a principle in our Christian lives, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，这在基督徒的生活里面，这是何等重要的一个原则。
It's not just what the Lord can do for you or for me.
那不仅仅是主能够为你为我做什么事。
It's who He is.
乃是在乎他是哪一位。
Nothing less than that will really satisfy us.
如果我们没有抓住这个点的话，我们就不能得着满足。
And if you look carefully to the 8 signs here, every single one of them has...The same principle.
如果我们看这个八个神迹或记号的话，我们看见其中每一个都有相同的原则。
A revelation of whom he is.
乃是他的启示。
Well, our brother also reminded us when he opened this morning that something we said yesterday is that when you see the signs and who the Lord Jesus is, implicitly you see a contrast.
我们的弟兄在领事的时候也提醒我们，我们昨天晚上所提到的，当你看见这些神迹的时候，从外面看见一个非常明显的对比。
On the one hand, we see the fullness of the Son through each one of those signs.
所以从一方面来看，我们从每一个神迹里面看见这个神儿子的丰满。
But by contrast, we see our own lacking.
可是相对而言呢，我们也看见我们自己的贫乏。
He's full of life, but I'm full of death.
他在他里面是满了生命，可是在我里面是却是满了死亡。
He's full of health and vigor, I am unhealthy. I cannot walk. I cannot see.
在他里面是充满了活力，充满了健康，可是我却是充满了疾病，我没有办法行走。
His life is like a wine of the best quality, inexhaustible.Can you imagine how much wine that couple had?
这一个他的生命就是那一个上好的酒，这永远没有办法用尽的。你可以想象到那边有多少酒吗？
And of course, our brother is right. That's a type, right? It's not the drinking wine that is in view here.
当然我们的弟兄是对的，他讲的这边讲的不是我们物质上面喝的酒，那里面所讲的乃是一个预表。
It's his life, an abundant life.
讲的乃是他的生命，他那个丰盛的生命。
Inexhaustible life.
那没有穷尽的生命。
Paul in Colossians says, because it pleased the Father that in him should dwell bodily all the fullness of the Godhead.
因为在哥罗西书里面保罗这么说，这是神所喜悦的，让他的儿子能够有形有体的住在其中。
Well, that's the fullness of our Lord Jesus.
这乃是我们主耶稣基督的丰满。
Now,It is very important, however, that we come to realize the lack of our own natural life.
然而这是非常重要的，我们能够来到这个一个点，去知道我们在我们里面的缺乏。
In a way, if you're satisfied with what you are naturally, did you realize that you'll never really seek the Lord, seek His fullness? Because after all, okay, it's not so bad what I am.
如果我们对我们天然的光景很满意的话，我们就没有办法能够来寻求主的丰满，因为对我们自己我们觉得还不错了。
Well, I hope no one gets me wrong here.
我盼望没有一个人误解我。
I am not suggesting for a second that we should become those kind of morbid, self-introspecting people that are always kind of, oh, I'm so miserable, I'm so this, I'm so that.
我这边所说的是，我们不是老是在这边做内我省察啊，老是觉得自己不好，我觉得自己很糟糕。
Oh, but if you see your lack, if you see how empty you are, and you just turn to the one in whom there is all fullness, thank the Lord. That's the point.
而所要讲的这个点乃是，如果我们看见我们自己的缺乏和虚空，而我们转向这一位丰满的主的时候，那这就是我所要提的。
See, in a way, when you look at the Gospel of John,
当如果我们来看约翰福音的时候
，Yes, there is all that lack in every one of the signs. There is lack, there is death.
在每一个神迹的里面，我们都看见了有缺乏，里面有死亡。
But on the other hand, you see our Lord Jesus stepping in with His fullness, and everything changes.
那我们也另外一面看见主耶稣就踏进这个场景里面，并且借着他的丰满，使整个情况改变。
One verse from Paul.Comes to my mind that seems to describe this.
保罗的一句话进到我的心里面，似乎就描述这个光景。
I have been crucified with Christ.
我与基督同钉十字架。
Have you ever thought who would you take to the cross?
你有没有想到谁被钉十字架呢
？Why would God say that our old man was crucified?
为什么神要说我们的旧人已经钉十字架了呢
？Because it's not good.
因为我们的旧人不好。
It's beyond any possibility of repair. Do you understand that?
那在他的里面没有任何可能能够被修复的。
Do you see the lack of our human natural life?
你能够看见在我们这个人天然的生命里面的缺乏吗
？Do you see that wine that will run out sooner or later?
你能够看见在那个酒，这个原先的酒里面很快就会用尽吗
？Oh, but one day Paul, by the Spirit, he understood what happened.
可是当保罗借着圣灵他就明白这个点。
And he says, I was crucified with Christ.
他说我已经与基督同钉十字架。
It is no longer I.
现在活着不再是我。
But Christ who lives in me.
乃是基督在我里面活着。
Do you see the gospel for the church?
你看见这个向着教会的福音吗
?See, once a brother said this.
有一个弟兄曾经这么说。
There is a gospel for the sinner.
在有一个向着罪人的福音。
Christ died that you should not die.
主死，基督死了，所以你不必死。
Because he died, you do not need to die.
因为他死了，所以你不必死。
Oh, and this is wonderful.
Yeah, 的确这是非常的奇妙。
As the hymn says, it is music to the sinner's ears.
这就如同诗歌里面所讲的，这在这个圣徒的耳中如同音乐一般。
But you know that there is also a gospel for the saints?
可是你也知道向着圣徒有一个福音吗？
And that gospel is essentially, Christ lives, and because of that, you don't need to live.
那这一个福音就是当基督活着，所以你就不必活了。
That is the gospel of John.
这乃是约翰福音的福音。
In all our lack, in our death, we can find the one that is full of life.
在我们的缺乏，在我们的死亡里面，我们能够找着那一位，他在他里面是充满了生命。
Well, we said one more thing.
我再讲一件事。
It is not enough to see the fullness of the Son.
这个单单看见这个神儿子的丰满是不够的。
The Gospel of John is a display of that fullness.
这约翰福音里面这边向我们是表明那个丰满。
But just seeing that fullness is not enough.
可是单单看见那个丰满是不够的。
That fullness is there so we may receive it.
这个丰满在那里，而我们必须要去领受。
And until we receive it, the transaction is not completed, so to speak.
如果我们还没有领受的话，这一个交易，如果我们可以用这个词的话，就还没有完全。
If we see the fullness of the Lord Jesus and stop short from receiving it, entering into it, God's intention was not fulfilled.
如果我们单单看见主的丰满，可是我们却还没有进入这个丰满的里面，神的心意就没有办法得到满足。
And because of that, John gives us at the end of the gospel, the purpose of the gospel.
因此在约翰福音在结尾的时候，约翰就跟我们讲到这一个福音书的目的。
I'm not sure if John thought, I want to make sure that these people just don't read it and say, okay, it's good enough for me to know it in my head.
那我想说在约翰的心里面也许这么想说，如果这些人只是读福音书，他们只是知道的看见的话，这 也许不够的。
So to speak, he says, I'm going to tell you what I'm writing. Why? What's the reason I'm giving you all this?
因此他就说，那我现在就要告诉你，为什么我写了这一卷书。
These signs were written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God.
他说，因为这些神迹之所以被记载，是让你知道，让你相信主耶稣是神的儿子。
And that believing, you may have life in His name.
并且因着信了他，你们就因他的名得生命。
And as we said, the process is very simple. The signs reveal a person.
我们刚才提到了这个过程是非常的简单，借着这一个记号或神迹你就看见了一个人。
But
一位。
When we see the person, that is just the beginning.
可是当你看见那一位，那不过是一个起头而已。
We have to believe into the person.
我们必须要相信并且信进到那一位你的里面。
There is a progressive.A never ceasing, ever increasing faith exercised in the Lord Jesus.
在那边有一个持续不断往前的一个过程，我们要不断的借着运用我们的信心能够进入到主的里面。
And as we do so, what is the result?
当我们这样子持续往前的时候，结果是什么呢？
We have life in His name.
那我们就靠他的名得生命。
And put very simply, that means you experience who he is in your own life.
简单的说就是在他的里面你就能够经历并且见证他是你的生命。
See, it seems that the tragedy in the church is that we somehow equated our initial salvation with the goal.
在教会里面所看见的悲剧就是我们常常把这个救恩的开端当作救恩的结局。
No one of us is going to say that, of course.
当然我们之中没有一个人愿意把这件事情提出来。
But we do it in a kind of, you know, almost reflexively.
可是呢我们好像常常不经意的就把这件事情做出来。
Perhaps you think, you know, I believe in the Lord Jesus. I'm pretty sure I'm saved.
有的时候我们就说我信了主耶稣基督，我确定我是得救的。
And in our minds, that salvation becomes a sort of passport that will guarantee your entrance into heaven.
在对我们而言呢，那个救恩好像就只是进天堂的那个门票。
And we can drift all our lives here, just having the passport, but that's it, nothing more.
And 我们可以在世上过我们自己的生活，只要我有这个进天国的门票、护照就可以了。
That's not the divine intention.
可是这却不是那个属天的意念。
There should be a progressive believing into and entering into all the fullness of the Son.
而这边这个神圣的意念乃是我们要不断的信靠能够进入到神儿子的丰满里。
To put it differently, it's not just a matter of receiving initially his life.
换句话说，我们所得着的不是那初初得着他生命的一个情况。
But it's a matter of living by his life.
而是那一个靠着他的生命而生活的光景。
That is essentially my burden for today.
这的确就是我今天的负担。
We would like to consider two signs right in the middle of the book.
我们要从这一卷书的中间的一章来看两个神迹。
Not quite the middle, chapter 6.
也许不是正好在中间，不过是第六章。
But these two signs are the middle signs.
可是这个两个的记号或神迹呢，是这个所有神迹里面的中间。
It is sign number 4 and number 5.
这是第四、第五个神迹。
And these two signs, they present to us a wonderful picture of what it means to live by that life.That was given to us.
这两个神迹或记号让我们看出来是给我们一个摆一个非常明显的图画，我们如何能够靠那个生命来过生活。
Well, before we consider those two signs this morning,
在我们思想这个两个神迹或记号之前，
I'm going to open a little parenthesis here.
我这边要先来插句一些的话。
And for the sake of perhaps younger people, I'm just going to enumerate more systematically the eight signs.
为着我们当中比较年轻的弟兄姊妹，所以我要来看这两个神迹是用一个比较有系统的方式来看。
Sometimes I think maybe I should leave that as a homework for you to do.
有时候我觉得也许这应该是你们在家做的功课。
I'm going to give you a little help this morning.
可是我今天早上呢，先在这个点上给你一点帮助。
It's a shortcut to your homework.
这是对你在家刚做的功课作业一点的帮助。
However, my real desire is that would kind of whet your appetite.
而我真实的盼望呢，是让你里面有一个渴慕，有一个胃口。
And you would have the desire to go for yourself and check those signs and read. It is for you. Don't forget.
使得呢，你能够更花多一点时间来看这两个记号，记得这是为着你自己的好处。
They are there for you and me to believe in the person and to enter into the fullness.
这个记号这两个神迹乃是为着你为着我使得我们能够来信这一位并且能够进入到他的丰满里。
So, what are the eight signs?
所以这个八个的神迹或记号是什么?
We considered the first one yesterday very briefly.
我们昨天很简略的思想了第一个神迹。
Chapter 2 is the so-called turning, well, it is the turning of water into wine.
这个是在第二章里面讲到这个使水变酒的神迹。
Is our Lord Jesus bringing in wine, producing wine of the best quality?
我们的主乃是在那边变了那个最上好的酒。
A type of His eternal life by the Holy Spirit given to us, to you and to me.
这边所预表的乃是借着圣灵主把他那永远的生命赐给你和我。
The second sign is at the end of chapter 4.
这个第二个神迹乃是第四章的末了所提到的。
Is the healing of the son of the nobleman.
这里边乃是一个做官的他儿子得着了医治。
So you remember how the nobleman, he walked all the way from Capernaum down to Cana?
你记得那一个做官的如何从加百农一直到走到迦南。
And he says, Lord, my son is dying.
他对主说，主啊，我的儿子要死了。
Come to heal him.
请你来医治他。
And our Lord doesn't quite answer his prayer the way he wanted.
主没有在那边没有特别的回答他的祈求。
Our Lord never goes to Capernaum.
我们的主实际上没有去加百农。
And yet, just one word, go, your son lives.
可是主却说了一句话，走吧，你的儿子好了。
And the man believed.
然后那个人就信了。
And he left.
然后他就走了。
And when he meets his servants later, he asks, so when exactly did it happen? When did he get well?
他后来碰到他的仆人就问说诶我的儿子是什么时候好的
And they say at such hour.
那这个仆人就说是就在这个时刻好的
And he remembered that's precisely when Jesus said, go your son lives.
那他就在这边就记起来这是主所说走吧你的儿子好了
The fever left the boy.
这个热病这个就离开了这个孩子
I'm not going to go into the sign.
我在这个神经里面我不多讲细节
That is your homework.
那这是你的回家的作业。
But don't forget, it's a picture on the one hand of who you and I are in ourselves.
可是不要忘记，这乃是一幅图画，讲着你和我的光景。
And please, don't ever think that if you have been following the Lord faithfully for 50 years, 60, whatever it is, that now you have changed a little bit and in yourself you're any better.
不要有这样的想法，说你已经跟随主50年了，然后在你的里面呢，你能够把你自己改变得更好一点。
That which is born of flesh is flesh.
那个从肉身生的就是肉属肉身的。
It will never get better than that.
你不会改得比这个更好一些。
But that which is born of the Spirit is Spirit.
可是从灵生的就是灵。
Paul understood that so well.
保罗对这个点上非常清楚。
You know, when he gets to the end of his life,
你知道当他生命快结束的时候
And he writes his last epistles,
他写了他最后一卷书
The so-called pastoral epistles.
这边讲到说教会牧养的书信
In the first epistle to Timothy, he makes an astounding declaration.
在那个提摩太前书里面有一个非常让人讶异的宣告
He says, I, the chief of sinners.
他说我乃是罪人中的罪魁
Perhaps some of us are, what?
也许我们当中会有人这样子讲说、啊、为什么他会这么说
Isn't this a man that has given us half of the New Testament?
这不是一个写了在新约圣经里面一半的书信的人吗
Isn't this a man that has preached the gospel to half the civilized world?
这不是这个人在这个有文明世界里面传遍福音的人吗
That has known the Lord as perhaps no one else?
他认识主到一个程度没有人能够和他相比。
But he understood one thing.
可是他却明白一件事。
It's not what I am in myself, it is Christ in me. That's what counts.
那不是我这个人有什么而是在基督 在我里面的基督才算数。
And before some of you get angry at me and say, but how about being transformed to the likeness of the Son? Isn't such a thing in the Bible?
在你们生气之先我们不是提到说我们要被变化能够像有神儿子的形象吗
Of course it is there.
当然在圣经里面是这么记载的。
But it's not you in yourself per se that is being changed.
可是这边所说的变化不是你或者你自己被改变。
It is that there is an increase of the Son in you.
这边所讲的变化乃是在你里面的基督得以被加增。
Let him increase and you decrease.
愿他兴旺，愿我衰微。
That is the transformation that you see in the Bible.
这乃是圣经里面所讲的变化。
Well, I guess I'm getting a little sidetracked here.
也许我往旁边多走了一点。
Sign number three, John chapter 5.
在约翰福音第五章是讲到第三个神迹。
It's the healing of the paralytic.
这边来讲到是一个这个瘫了的人他得着医治。
For 38 years, he couldn't walk.
大约有38年之久他没有办法行走。
I'm not going to go into it, but I'll give you one pointer for you to explore.
我不会多讲细节不过给你一个点让你能够多思想 多察觉。
Does that number ring a bell to you?
这个38年对我们来讲是不是有一些的提醒呢
Oh, yes.It's for 38 years that the children of Israel in the wilderness, they were going round and round and round and getting nowhere.
这个38年是不是讲到在旷野里面的以色列人他们在这边38年在这边打圈圈走啊走的走不到哪里去。
Of course, they spent 40 years in the wilderness.
当然他们在旷野里面有40年。
But two of those years were in God's plan.
可是在40年中间的两年是在神的计划的里面。
It's essentially the period where the time that took them to get down to Sinai to receive the revelation of the law, and more importantly, the revelation of the tabernacle.
这乃是这一段期间他们乃是从埃及到西乃山在那边得着神启示的律法并且能够得以看见圣幕的建立。
But then at the end of those nearly 2 years, they start heading up, and they get to Kadesh Barnea.
当他们在这个两年快结束的时候他们就往上走他们来到加比斯巴尼亚
Right at the border with the promised land
就在这一个应许之地的这个边界上
And unfortunately instead of going on to possess that land that overflows with milk and honey they are stuck in unbelief
很可惜的，他们没有继续往前，能够得着那个应许牛奶与蜜应许之地。
And as a result, the Lord says, "Okay, you're going to die in this wilderness." And it takes them 38 years of going round and round and round in the wilderness, getting nowhere.
那因着他们的不信，以至于主说：“好，那就是你们要他倒闭在这个旷野里。”所以他们就在旷野里面绕圈圈，绕啊绕，绕了38年。
Do you see what we are in ourselves, brothers and sisters?
弟兄姊妹们，我们从这个里面能够看见我们的光景吗
？And if that 38, if those 38 years that the paralytic couldn't walk is any parallel to the story of the children of Israel in the wilderness?
那如果在这个38年不能行走这个瘫子身上能够看见这个以色列人在旷野38年的光景，如果这中间有相关的话，
Isn't this an indication that this whole story is intended for believers? Those that already believed in the Lord, that already went through the Passover night and had the blood of the Lamb applied in the doors of their lives.
那这个瘫子的故事讲的是不是针对着这个信徒已经信主的人而言呢？因为这一般人是已经这个以色列人，他们是已经经过了逾越节，他们已经在身上洒了羔羊的血。
Okay, that's sign number three.
那这是第三个神迹。
We want to consider today something of signs four and five.
那今天我们所要思想的是第四个和第五个神迹。
And we read it together.
那我们一起读。
That is John chapter 6.
这我们已经一起读了，这是第六章。
The feeding of the 5,000.
这讲到是喂饱五千人。
And our Lord Jesus walking on the sea.
那并且我们的主在海上行走。
We'll get back to them soon.
啊，我们很快就要来讲到这几个点。
Let me just finish for the sake of young people.
让我就着我们当中的年轻的弟兄姊妹再说一些。
Sign number 6 is John chapter 9.
第六个神迹是约翰福音第九章。
The healing of the blind man, born blind.
这边讲的乃是这一个瞎眼得医得看见。
Sign number 7, Lazarus resurrection.
第七个神迹是拉撒路从死里复活。
And that is John chapter 11.
这乃是约翰福音第十一章。
And finally, the last sign is John chapter 21.
最后一个神迹是记载在约翰福音第二十一章。
Is that wonderful event in the Sea of Galilee.
这乃是在加利利海旁边的那一个奇妙的事情。
When after fishing all night long, they got zero.
当这个门徒出海打鱼一整晚却一无所得。
And all it takes is the risen Lord to say, no, do it that the other way.
而他们所需要的乃是我们的复活的主在那边说你要从船的另外一边撒网。
And what a catch.
他们所得着的鱼是何等的多。
153, not just fish, big fish.
他们一网打到了153条鱼，不仅仅是鱼而已，而是大的鱼。
Well, I'll close my parenthesis here.
那我这边就结束了我插进来的话。
And that said, we would like again to consider chapter 6.
那我们就再回到第六章。
We want to touch upon it really briefly.
我们要在这边很简单的来摸到几个点。
Again, we are not going to go through with the microscope. That is not my intention in this time.
我现在的这个负担呢，不是用一个显微镜来看。
And as I just mentioned, it seems to me that we have a picture in the two signs in John chapter 6.
在第六章里面，我们从这两个神迹里面看见有一幅图画。
Of what it means to live by the life of the Son of God.
这边的图画乃是讲到说我们如何能够靠着神儿子的生命而活。
Before we go through it, I just want to point out to you this. These signs seems to be paired in a very special and unique way among the eight signs.
在这一个两，在我再往前多走一之前，我要提到说这两个神迹好像是被摆成做一对，在这个八个神迹里面是比较特别的。
So it's not just that they're happening in kind of rapid succession.
这边所讲的不仅仅是他们是在这一个好像是接续的一个光景的情况里面出现。
See, the feeding happened in one day, and in that very night, you have our Lord Jesus walking on the sea, going to meet the disciples that were struggling on their boat.
这边不讲这里摆在一起的原因呢，不仅仅是因为发生在同一天，在白天主喂饱了五千人，晚上呢主就在他门徒上船过海，在那边有遇见了风浪。
But the connection goes beyond that.
而这两个神迹中间的这个关联呢，比这个还要更多一些。
It almost, you almost get the impression when you read chapter 6 that the Holy Spirit interwove these two events together.
如果我们读第六章的话，我们看见仿佛圣灵把这两个事件呢就连接在一起。
Because you have the first sign, I mean the sign of the feeding is described, and then you have the sign of the walking described.
我们先看见呢这个喂饱五千人的这个神迹或者是记号，之后呢你马上就看见在海面上走这个记号。
But then the chapter resumes the first sign with the explanation of the first sign.
然后之后在这个记载之后呢，这个圣经里面就回到第一个神迹里面讲到这个神迹的意义。
So it seems to us that there is indeed a very strong connection between the two signs.
因此我们看见这两个神迹中间有一个非常紧密的连结。
They seem to present to us the same picture from different angles.
这仿佛让我们看见是一幅图画，却是从两个不同的角度来看。
Or if you would like, two different aspects or facets of the same truth, which is living by the life of the Son.
如果你愿意的话，我们可以说是从两个角度来看相同的一个真理，就是如何靠着神的儿子的生命而活。
I'll say a couple of things about the feeding of the 5,000.
从这个喂饱五千人这个神迹里面，我要讲几件事。
In that picture of eating, feeding, we seem to have a picture of what faith is, especially in the Gospel of John.
在那个讲到，在这个神迹里面讲到那个吃饼，这个吃或者是喂，这边特别是讲到这一个信心这件事。
If you think in the process of eating, of course, you may think in terms of reception of something. Your body is receiving. That's the act of ingesting some food.
当我们思想吃这个动作的时候呢，它实际上是讲到我们这一个身体能够来接受一些东西进入到体内。
There is reception of something.
这哪边讲到说一个能够接受一些事物
，or if you will, there is appropriation of something.
那或者是我们能够就抓住了一些的事物。
That is followed by an assimilation of what you have received or ingested.
并且你把所吃进去的呢，能够消化、同化在你的体内。
Now we read a verse at the very beginning.
在我们刚刚读的一些的经文里面
，we are very familiar with it.
我们非常熟悉的经文。
Let me refresh you about it.
让我们再提醒大家。
John 1 chapter verse 12.
约翰福音一章十二节。
But as many as have received him, he gave to them the right to become children of God. Namely, those who believe in his name.
这凡是信他的名的，神就给他们权柄做神的儿女。
From that verse, you see that receiving the Lord Jesus somehow is being equated or explains what is faith.
这边讲的说接待他并且信他名的，这边讲的接待就是讲到就是和实际上可以和信心画上等号。
When we first believe in the Lord Jesus, there is a reception of him into our lives.
当我们信主的时候，那个时刻我们就把主接到我们的生命里。
And as a result, somethingUndescribable happens.
这个结果呢，就有一些非常奇异的事情发生了。
His very life comes to dwell in us.
他的生命就住在我们的里面。
And hence you have the idea, well, they now are called children of God.
因此我们就有这样子的意念，我们能够被称为神的儿女。
When the life of the Son is given to you, you become a child of God.
当这个主的生命赐给你的时候，你就成为神的一个儿女。
You are born from above.
你已经从上面生了。
Is a different type of life.
这是你所得着的是完全不一样的生命。
Is no longer the Adam life that we all know so well. It's what we get from birth.
这不再是那个亚当的生命，我们对这个亚当生命非常的熟悉，因为我们生出来就有。
But when we are born from above, is the life of the last Adam, the life of the second man, even our Lord Jesus. That is the life that we receive.
可是当我们从上面再升的时候呢，我们所得着的乃是那末后的亚当，就是第二个人的生命，就是我们的主耶稣基督的生命。
And that faith is described very simply in terms of a reception. We receive a person into ourselves.
这边这个信心所讲的就是一个简单的接受，我们是接受主进到我们的生命里。
Well, that's our initial believing in the Lord.
可是这是我们在起初信主的光景。
Now, when you consider the sign here in John 6,
如果我们思想在第六章里面所记载的神迹，
there seems to be here the indication of two different aspects of that feeding on the Lord.
这边所记载的仿佛是那一个从两个角度来看这边吃喝基督。
If you remember, when we start reading the sign, it happened in the time of Passover.
我们记得当我们在读这个神迹的时候，在开始是在于这个逾越节。
And you almost get the impression that the Holy Spirit is making a very specific point in making an association between the feeding and Passover.
我们这边看见圣灵也许在一边做一个非常一个特别的连结，把这个吃喝和逾越节连在一块。
When John says, and you know, and it was Passover,
当约翰这么说，他说这是乃是逾越节的时候。
This is not simply a casual kind of reference in time. It's way more than that.
这他所这个讲的呢，不仅仅是很简单的一个好像时间上面的一个参考点，而是有非常重要的一个意义。
Actually, in my translation, there is a little word that is very forceful when it mentions Passover.
在我的翻译版里面，他这边有一个话用的词句非常的强烈，当他提到这个逾越节的时候。
So in John 6:4 it says, Now the Passover, the feast of the Jews, was near.
这边讲说第四节里面讲说那时这个犹太人的逾越节近了。
And in verse 5 it says, Therefore, Jesus lifting up his eyes.
在第五节在中文里面没翻出来，不过在英文里面就讲了说，因此耶稣就举目看见许多人。
Do you catch that therefore? It's almost saying, because the Passover was near, therefore he's going to do something. Almost as if to say, what he's going to do now is intimately connected to the Passover story.
这边讲到在第五节里面，在英文的翻译，原文里面有这个因此这个事。所以呢这四节五节就连接在一起，因着逾越节到了，所以主就做下面的事。
I'm not going to go into detail through the Passover.
我不要这边不多讲这个逾越节里面的细节。
Actually, I hope this is clear in your mind.
可是我盼望在你的心里面这是清楚的。
In Passover, we have one of the clearest types in the Old Testament of our initial salvation, if you will.
在逾越节给我们看见了这个新约这个救恩里面最清楚的一个图画，讲到这个救恩的起步。
The children of Israel, they were in the land of Egypt.
这个以色列人他们是在这个埃及。
And the Lord said, I'm going to bring judgment upon, he didn't say the Egyptians, I'm going to bring judgment upon the land of Egypt.
在主这边所说的他要将审判，不是说审判在埃及人身上，而是审判埃及全地。
Whoever is in that land, I'm going to put it quote unquote, you're in trouble.
不论是谁，只要你在那个埃及地的话呢，你就糟糕了。
It doesn't matter if you're Egyptian or Israelite.
不管你到底是埃及人或者是有以色列人。
But the Lord gave a way of escaping that judgment.
而主在那边为了这他的审判就有一条逃脱的路。
You should sacrifice a lamb.
你必须要献上一只羊羔。
You apply the blood of the lamb on the doorpost.
你要把这个血涂在门框上。
And if you do that, you're going to be spared from the judgment.
如果你这么做的话呢，你就能够从这个审判里面逃脱。
What a type of our salvation, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，这对我们来讲是何等样为着我们那个救恩的预表。
If you're an Israelite, you're going to think, wow, I passed from death,I had the sentence of death upon me, but because of the blood of that lamb, I passed from death unto life.
如果你是以色列人的话，你会对自己说，哇，我已经出死入生了，就着因着是那个羔羊的血。
And you remember that in that night of Passover, there is a meal that they partake of.
我们也记得在那个逾越节的晚上，他们在那边用晚餐。
They eat the flesh of the lamb.
他们在一边吃那羔羊的肉。
And I feel that all those things somehow are connected, are the background to why there is the point here in the story of the feeding of the 5,000 of saying the Passover was near.
我觉得这边刚所讲的就为着这一个神迹给我们一个背景，这个连接到为什么在第四节里面提到说这个逾越节近了。Therefore
Jesus lifting up his eyes.
因此耶稣就举目看见许多人。
So that's the first feeding that you see if you look at the type in the Old Testament. That initial feeding in the night of Passover.
这就是如果我们从旧约里面看，这就是当时所讲到第一个吃喝。
But later when we continue and read the explanation of the sight, we have a second reference to what happened in the Old Testament.
如果我们继续看这一个神迹的解释的时候, 这边就提到在旧约里面另外一个, 参考的点。
Let me read it for you. It's John chapter 6 verse 31.
在第六章31节,
the Jewish people said to the Lord, our fathers ate the manna in the wilderness, as it is written, he gave them bread out of heaven to eat. Jesus said to them, truly, truly, I say to you, it is not Moses who has given you the bread out of heaven. It is my Father who gives you the true bread out of heaven.
31节, 32节, 我们的祖宗在旷野吃过玛拿，如经上写着说，他从天上赐下粮来给他们吃。 耶稣说，我实实在在地告诉你们， 那从天上来的粮不是摩西赐给你们的，乃是我父将天上的真粮赐给你们。
So, when our Lord Jesus, he makes a comparison between the feeding and manna, you see that is a different type of feeding that Passover.
这边我们的主这边做一个比较，这边讲到这个吃喝，讲到吃喝玛拿，这边的吃喝跟那个逾越节的吃喝是不一样的。
Passover was a one-time meal that they had.
这一个 逾越节的吃喝乃是就是一次，就这么一次。
Once and for all.
这一次就解决了。
And probably they thought, I have passed from death unto life. And they were right.
他们就对自己想着说，我已经出死入生，的确，他们的确是如此。
But now that they find themselves walking in that great and terrible wilderness.
可是在这个时候呢，他们就发现他们是行在那个大而可畏的旷野。
The Lord makes a second provision for them.
在那个时候主就为他们有第二次的预备。
There is a daily provision actually.
这乃是每天的预备。
There is a new daily meal that they have to take every single day that they are there walking in the wilderness.
在他们旷野的每一天里面，他们都需要能够从这边得着喂养。
It's a different type of feeding if you come to compare the Passover night and that manna that was given to them.
如果我们把这个逾越节的吃喝跟对玛拿的吃喝而言的话，这两个对比的话，这两个是不一样的吃喝。Well,
our Lord Jesus is making the point that he is not only the Passover lamb. He speaks of his flesh and his blood, right?
当我们主这边所讲的呢，他不仅仅是那个逾越节的羔羊，因为他这边提到了他的肉跟他的血。But
at the same time, he seems to make the link between he and the manna.
可是在这个同时呢，他也把自己和玛拿连在一块。Almost
as to say to the people, that manna was just a picture, but the real bread of life, it's what my Father gives you.
他仿佛在一边讲说，你看见当时的玛拿不过是一个图画，而真正主所要给你的乃是真粮。And
he goes ahead and says, I am the bread of life.
然后他继续就说，我就是生命的粮。Well,
brothers and sisters, what is the point of our Lord comparing himself to that manna?
弟兄姊妹们，主在这边和那个玛拿做对比，这有什么样子的意义呢？
I feel there is something very simple and yet extremely important in this sign.
我觉得在这个神经里面有些事是非常简单的，可是却是非常的重要。
Our Lord Jesus is given to us not only as our initial bread for our initial salvation. Yes, that is true.
因为我们主所给我们的不仅仅是那个起初的粮，为着我们那个救恩的起步，的确这是真的。But
more than that, he's given to us on a daily basis for us to eat of him, to feed upon him on a habitually basis every single day.
而主所给我们的乃是为我们每天的需要，他要我们能够吃喝于他，成为我们每天生活的一个习惯。
And it seems that that's why our Lord, when it comes to verse 56 and 57, I feel that that point is made in an unmistakable way.
如果我们再来到第五十六节和五十七节的话，这边讲到说
，In verse 56, it says, "He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood, he abides in me."
五十六节讲到吃我肉喝我血的人常在我里面，我也常在他里面。
And again, this is not referring to a once and for all kind of feeding.
这边所讲的不是那个吃一次就不用再吃的那一种的吃喝。
But the idea here is of even like the manna.A daily, habitual reception of the Lord Jesus.
这边所讲的吃喝是如同吃喝玛拿一样的，是每天都要有的一个习惯，让我们能够住在它里面。
And then even clearer, verse 57. As the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so he who eats me, he will live because of me.
五十七节就把这个点说得更清楚，永活的父怎样差我来，我又因父活着，照样吃我肉的人也要因我活着。
If you think on the natural process of eating, you could say, you know, I live physically because I eat food.
如果我们把我们这个天然吃喝的这个过程思想一下的话，我们可以这么说，我因着有吃，所以我现在活着。
Try going without it a couple of days. Don't.
如果你几天不吃不喝的话，你试试看。
But you see that something will suffer.
你会看见在你里面你就开始受苦。
And try to go long enough, and you'll see that life ends. Don't.
如果你再往前走的话，恐怕你就不行了。
Oh, brothers and sisters, in the spiritual realm, exactly the same.
弟兄姊妹们，在属灵的光。主灵的警戒里面也是如此。
Our Lord Jesus is given to us not only as the Passover lamb, and we have eaten of his flesh. Thank the Lord for that.
我们的主所给我们的不仅仅是那逾越节的羔羊，我们单单吃喝，的确为着这个我们感谢主。
But he is given to you and to me as our daily bread.
而他所赐给你和我的乃是每天生命的粮。
We are to eat of, to feed of him habitually.
我们必须要有习惯性的能够来吃喝于他。
We are to eat of him as he says, and because of that, live by him.
我们要吃他，也因此呢，我们就要因此活着。
Well, that is the first picture that we have in this wonderful chapter.
这乃是我们从这一个奇妙这一个章节里面所看见的第一幅图画。
Living by the Lord Jesus.
乃是靠主而活。
By virtue of a continual fellowship with him.
乃是借着我们持续与他交通而活。
You received him one day by faith. Thank the Lord for that.
有一天你凭着信心看见我们的主，为此我们感谢主。
But do you know that we have to receive him, so to speak, every single day?
可是你知道吗，在我们每天的生活里面，我们要不断的能够接受他。
We open our hearts to him every single morning and you feed upon him.
每天早晨我们把我们的心向他敞开，并且我们来吃喝于他。
When that happens, there is a spiritual assimilation will happen.
当我们这么做的话呢，在我们的属灵里面就有一些事情被同化。
He becomes absorbed, and bear with the limits of human language. But even as your body will absorb the nutrients that you ingest, there is a spiritualassimilation of Christ that is to happen every single day.
就如同我们这个肉身会吸收我们食物所带给我们的养分，在属灵的事上我们也这样子把主自己吸收消化在我们的里面。
So this is the first picture about living by him in chapter 6.
这个就好像让我们看见在第六章里面第一幅图画如何靠着他而活。
But then we have the event that is interwoven with the sign, the second sign that is kind of together.
然后接下来我们看见第二个神迹好像与第一个神迹是紧紧相连的。
We see our Lord Jesus walking on the sea.
我们看见我们的主在海面上走。
And when we see that, I am reminded of that declaration that the Lord makes at the end of chapter 16 of John that we just read.
当我看见这个的时候，我就被提醒到关于在约翰福音第十六章结尾的时候，我们主所说的。
I tell you these things that you may have peace in me.
当然我告诉你这些事好让你在我里面有平安。
In the world, you have tribulation.
在这世上你有苦难。
But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world.
但你们要心里面得着鼓励，因为我已经胜过了这世界。
Do you see that picture?
你看见那个图画吗？
When you see that sea, that is a pretty rough sea.
当你看见这边有风暴的这个海。
And those fishermen that live day in and day out in the sea, struggling and not getting anywhere on their boat.
这些渔夫呢，他们就是在海面上讨生活，他们就在海面上进出。
And to their absolute surprise, they see the Lord Jesus walking upon that rough sea.
对他们来讲是非常讶异的，主能够在这一个翻腾的海面上行走。
As if to display his absolute triumph upon this, let me say this before. In Revelation chapter 17, there is a comparison.Between the sea. The sea is used as a symbol of the world, of nations.
在我在多讲这个点的时候，我想回到，我想去那个启示录第十七章里面，这边讲到说这个海所代表的乃是这个世界。
Well, it seems to me that in this wonderful sign, we see a picture of the Lord Jesus as the overcomer over all the things in this world.
我们在这第六章里面看见这幅图画，看见当主在海面上行走的时候，他乃是在这个世上所有事物之上的得胜者。
Be of good cheer, I have overcome the world.
你们要得着鼓舞，因为我已经胜过了这世界。
Now, remember one thing. The sign is not just a display of his overcoming just for his sake.
这边请被提醒，这边所讲的他这个神迹不仅仅是他是那位得胜的。
Every single sign here is given that we may believe in him, and as we believe, we have life in his name.
这边每一个神迹所讲的是让我们能够信他，并且能够我们能够认识他，并且能够信他。
We become partakers of that which he is.
并且我们能够成为在他里面所有的能够同享，能够得分。
Don't you think?That is the picture that you get when you see maybe an even greater miracle than Jesus walking on the sea. Peter walking on the sea.
那这个你不是在这个图画里面，这个神迹里面看见的比这更多，不仅仅是我们的主能够在海面上走，甚至连彼得也能够在海面上走。
That to me is way more surprising.
对我来讲是给我更大的讶异。
I would never expect it.
我从来没想到这件事情会发生。
And you remember the story.
你记得这个故事里面所记载的。
When they are all panicking and say, wow, it's a ghost.
当他们这边都在惊慌起来说这乃是鬼怪。
And the Lord says, no, no, it's I.
那主说不是我。
And then Peter, in his typical bold, in a wonderful way, sometimes we kind of put him down too much, but he's so bold and he says, Lord, if it's you, call me to be go and walk with you.
彼得在那个时候他这个就像他素来是比较胆子比较大的，当然有的时候比较负面，不过这一次我们看见他胆大，他对主说：“如果是你的话，主就也叫我能够走在上面。”
And the Lord says, "Come."
主说：“来。”
And to our surprise, Peter gets off that boat.
对我们是我们非常讶异的。彼得这个时候呢，就从船里走到海面上。
And he does the impossible.
他就在一边做一些让人无法想象的事。
Now think for a sec.
想想看。
Do you think that Peter got a new power? He learned something that he didn't know before. Do you think that it's an ability that he just acquired?
你想想彼得在那个时候是不是得着一个新的能力，做一些他以前没有办法做的事，还是在那时候得了一个新的事情？
No.
不。
He simply believed the Lord. And believing, he's partaking on his life, on his nature. And doing something that for him naturally is absolutely impossible.
在那个时候他就因着信着主，他就在那边参与了这个主的，进入到主的生命，所以他能够做他自己本身没有办法不可能做的事。
These signs were written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, and as you believe you have life in his name.
所以这约翰这边讲到说，这些记载这些神迹使得你能够信耶稣，并且你也靠着他能够得生命。
He is the overcomer.
他是那位得胜者。
He is the only one that can say, I have overcome the world.
唯有他能够说我已经胜过了这世界。
But when we believe in our Lord Jesus, somehow we become partakers of what he is.
当我们信主耶稣基督的时候，我们也 与他有份。
It's not you, it's not Peter, it's not I.
那不是你，也不是彼得，也不是我。
If it depends on Peter, he'll sink like a rock.
如果靠着彼得他自己的话，他就像一块大石头沉到水底里。
Oh, but when he believes in the Son, he is living by that life, so to speak, an overcoming life.
当他信这个神的儿子的时候，他就靠着神儿子的生命而活，他能够得胜。
Brothers and sisters, I don't need to tell you that all of us go through some stuff in our life that is pretty impossible.
弟兄姊妹们，我不需要提醒大家，不过在我们生命里面会经过一些事情，对我们来讲是极其的难以想象。
I don't know what are your impossible circumstances.
我不知道你那个觉得完全不可能的光景是什么。
I know mine.
我知道我的环境如何。
And I don't want to bother you the rest of the day with, you know, enumerating them.
我不要在这边诉苦让讲个老半天。
But we all know very well that there are certain things in our lives that are absolutely impossible for us to deal with them.
可是我们都知道在我们的生活里面有一些事情是绝对不可能让我们靠我们自己能够对付的。
And if we are left to our own devices to deal with them, you know what? We are going to sink like a rock.
你知道吗？如果我们要靠我们自己所发明所有的方法来处理这些事情的话，我们就如同那个石头一样沉到水里。
Oh, thank the Lord, because it's Him that says, come.
可是我们感谢我们的主，是他这么说，你来。
But the question is, are we looking to Him and believing Him?
可是这问题所在就是我们是不是看着他并且信他呢
When Peter did that, the impossible happened. He walked on the water, not by himself, is that he's partaking that life, the overcoming life of Christ.
可是当彼得注视主的时候那个、不可能的事情就发生了这不是出于他自己而是他注视主他就与那一个得胜的生命有份。
And then comes the trouble.And then comes the trouble in the story.
接下来呢我们就来到这一个故事里面麻烦的地方。
And the trouble, very simply put, is this. A big wave and a big wind was kind of coming his way. And instead of looking to Christ, he turns his eyes and looks to the peril.
那这个麻烦的点呢就是在那个时候起了一阵强风这个浪很大。在那个时候彼得他就把他眼目从主的身上转移他看到了环境。
And what happens?
接下来发生了什么事?
He starts sinking like a rock, of course.
那他在那个时候呢就好像石头一样要往沉到水底去了。
Because it's not what Peter is.
因为这不是因着彼得自己。
That is not the key. It's what Jesus is.
这个点不是在乎到彼得乃是在乎到我们的主是谁。
And that is at the end of the day what faith is.
那就是实际上这就是信心终结的目的。
You look to your Lord and you focus on Him.
你看你的主并且你专注在主的身上。
Oh, that wonderful verse in Hebrews chapter 12.
这个希伯来书第十二章里面那个奇妙的话。
Looking off unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith.
我们乃是要转眼仰望耶稣那一位我们信心创始成终的。
See, when our eyes are on Him, that is faith.
当我们的眼目注视在他身上的时候这就是信心。
And the impossible happens.
那不可能的事就发生了。
I don't know what's your translation for that verse.
我不知道你这个翻译中文翻译是什么。
But the better translations, they have that little extra word. It's not just looking unto Jesus.
这边在比较好的翻译这边讲的不仅是单单是仰望耶稣
It's looking off unto Jesus.
这边所讲到的乃是要望断一切并且要注视耶稣。
Do you see? That's exactly where Peter failed.
这你知道吗这就是为什么彼得在这边失败的原因。
Because while he was looking unto Jesus, he was walking.
当他注视基督的时候他就在海面上走。
But then the wind blows, the wave comes, and what does he do?He looks to the wind.
可是当风来了当浪来了他做了什么呢他就是看风看浪。
Brothers and sisters, isn't that exactly our problem?
弟兄姊妹们这不就正是我们的问题吗
That we look to the circumstances.
我们看我们的环境。
To my impossible whatever it is.
对我来讲这些都是不可能的。
And we say, well, there is no way.
我们就说绝对不可能。
Well, you're right. There is no way. That's true. I'm not going to argue with you.
的确的，我不要和你争论。的确的，这是绝对不可能的。
In you and in me, there is no way.
对你对我而言，这些事情都绝对不可能。
Take your eyes off that. Look unto your Lord and Savior, and you'll see the impossible happening.
可是你必须要从这一切望断，而把你的眼目注视在主的身上，那不可能的就变成可能了。
Living by the life of the Son of God.
乃是靠神儿子的生命而活。
Living.By his overcoming life.
乃是靠着他得胜的生命而活。
On the one hand, we feed upon him every single day.
从一面而说，一面而言，我们是每天吃喝于他。
On the other hand, we look off unto Jesus, and we are just partakers of that which he is.
我们从另外一面，我们就仰脸注视耶稣，我们变得与他有份。
Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们再有一段的祷告。
We thank you again, Lord.
主，我们再次感谢你。
It is not what we are. It doesn't matter.
这不是我们的所事，这些都不关紧要。
It is who you are.
这乃是紧要的事，乃是你是谁。
We thank you, Lord Jesus, for giving yourself to us as the bread of life.
我们感谢你主耶稣基督把你自己赏赐给我们成为我们生命的粮。
Teach us, Lord, to daily feed upon you.
教导我们主耶稣让我们每天都能够吃喝于你。
And we pray, Lord, that you would also teach us to look off unto Jesus.
我们也求主教导我们能够望断一切以至于基督。
In your precious name we ask.
奉你宝贵的名祷告。
Amen. Amen.